voices of the community combined with student voices for a concert of the Monroe Symphony Chorus. The Souls and Sounds Concert of the Monroe Symphony Chorus is coming up Monday night at 7 at Jesus the Good Shepherd Church in Monroe. It also includes voices from the ULM concert choirs. Joining me now to talk about it is Dr. Deborah Chandler, no stranger to KEDM. She's also the director of the Monroe Symphony Chorus and the director of choral activities at ULM. Debbie, what can an audience expect from this combined Souls and Sounds concert?
Wonderful music. This is going to be probably around 85 voices, and it's going to be a great combination of American folk tunes that have been arranged by Mack Wilberg, who is the conductor of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. We've got Dr. Rick Seiler on organ, Julian Jones, Linda Mulhern on piano, some four-hand piano, about eight other instruments will be accompanying the combined choir. So this is the university and the community coming together in this combining souls and sounds. Great concert.
So what can you do with a choir of 80-something voices that you can't do with a smaller ensemble like you normally have for the Monroe Symphony Chorus or for the ULM Concert Choir?
Well, I combined these two fine choirs because there's like 10 pieces and it takes more voices because the songs are more substantial. These are songs that probably from the beginning of the concert to the end, the singers are going to be worn out because of these substantial arrangements. And the tempos are, for the most part, a lot of up-tempo pieces. Strong voices are needed to support some of these huge arrangements that we're doing. So it just takes Mack Wilberg, he directs the Mormon Tabernacle Choir of 300, so his arrangements are substantial. So the more voices, the better.
What's it mean for members of the Monroe Symphony Chorus to be able to sing with your concert choir members, who are many of them voice students themselves?
They enjoy it. They enjoy any time the young people come in and, you know, to our rehearsals. It's just, it kind of uplifts them to sing with the younger voices. And I think they like the strength in the younger voice to help them. It makes them sound stronger. It makes them sound, they can do music that they couldn't do on their own.
I'll ask the question the other direction, too. So what does it mean for your students to be able to sing with people who've been singing maybe in church choirs or in Monroe Symphony Chorus for decades sometimes?
They get a kick out of it. They love working with the Monroe Symphony as well. I think they feel like they're helping them. And the other way around as well. It's kind of a mutual admiration. And it's fun for me because when all my worlds start to collide, I mean, I look out there and I see my students that I see every day and the community people. And there's always some of my church people sitting there. And so it's truly community. You know, in a town like this, they've sung together a lot. So they know each other. So this is going to be fun for the community, and it's great music, and we hope our community listeners come out and support this.
That's Monday night at 7, the Souls and Sounds concert of the Monroe Symphony Chorus combined with the ULM Concert Choir at Jesus the Good Shepherd. How do you get tickets?
It's going to be a suggested donation at the door. No tickets. Just get there early. It starts at 7 o'clock, so get there early, get a good seat, and it's a suggested donation.
Dr. Deborah Chandler is the Director of Choral Activities for the University of Louisiana Monroe and the Director of the Monroe Symphony Chorus. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.